Hello and welcome to this segment of Mind to Heart podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. So in this segment, I want to take a little time to share an excerpt from my book, Mind to Heart Motivational Thoughts. So if you've purchased the book, which I hope you have, you will see that each page is a separate thought. Each page has its own title, and each thought is based upon a scripture. So the AMT that I want to talk about is entitled Dig Deeper. The scripture that goes with this thought is Colossians 2 and 7. And it reads, "Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." Why are we so quick to throw in the towel when things do not seem to go the way that we thought? We made up in our minds, this is how I want my life to go. This is how I want this to work out. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get this job. I'm going to marry that man. I'm going to marry that woman. I'm going to buy that house. But when those things do not happen in the way that you thought that they should, why is the first option always just to give up? I quit. It didn't work out the way that I thought. I didn't make the grades that I thought I was going to make. I didn't get the job that I knew was mine. So I'm just going to give up. I'm not going to try. That is not what we are to do. We have to dig deeper. We're going to be faced with challenges. That is the bottom line. As long as we're living, there's always going to be something that's going to happen that goes contrary to what we were believing. And so when we are praying for miracles and when we're believing for things to happen, we can't and we shouldn't feel helpless just because things may not have happened the way that you thought. When things don't happen the way that I think that they should happen, I always pause and reflect. So I always realize and try to understand what it is I was supposed to learn through that experience. So back in 2013, and I've talked about this before, I lost my job and I had a plan. I had just gone back to graduate school and I was at the beginning of my program. I had plans. This is what I'm going to do with this money. And I'm going to pay this off and I'm going to be okay because I'm not going to have to make student loan payments right now. And so when I lost the job, I'll never forget it. I had a part-time job at the same time. And so instead of taking a moment to crumble, I called my supervisor at my part-time job. I said, "Listen, I just was laid off today. But I need to know if there's any way that I can pick up more hours because I need to make sure that I have some income coming in, not just pocket money, but I need to kind of balance out the loss that I'm about to experience." And she was in such disbelief that instead of crying and whining, I was actually completely composed and trying to handle business. And I told her, I said, "Listen, I cannot crumble right now. I've got to make sure that I remain level-headed and try to come up with a solution in the meantime." Now, when I finally made it home, of course I cried. Of course I broke down because I felt like this is not a part of my plan. But I decided right then and there, I'm going to dig deeper because I can't wallow in this. You know, I still have bills. I still have responsibilities. And so I'm going to have to make sure that I keep things going somehow, some way in the meantime. Now, I was still praying, still believing, and still applying for jobs. I even came home that day after being laid off and sat in my computer to apply for positions because I realized that I can't just wait on things to happen. A lot of times I'm going to have to do something to make things happen or to help it along because in James 2 and 20, it says, "But wilt thou know oh, vain man, that faith without works is dead. So when you're digging deeper, you are activating your faith at the same time that you are putting forth an action. You are doing something. So we can't be slowful when we are asking God to do something for us, when we're believing that he's going to answer our prayers. And we have to know that we can't just expect him to work miracles and we're not willing to do any of the work. So if you're looking for a new job, you're going to have to apply. Now, there are going to be some instances where you may be approached for something, but most times you're going to have to put in the work. When you are wanting to buy a home, you have to go out there and look for the home and fill out the application and see if you can get approved for a mortgage loan and all those things. You have to do some of the work. So when you feel like you are on the cusp of achieving something great, dig deeper. I knew that when I was in school and things started happening, you know, family members got sick, my two uncles passed, my grandfather passed, so many things happened. I had every reason and right actually to throw the towel in. Last year when they told me, it looks like you have cancer and we're going to do this to you and we're going to insert portacaps in two places, I could have said, you know what? I'm going to take a break from school. But I was right there on the edge. I could see graduation. The light was right there. You know, the tunnel going through a PhD program, it seems so, you're so isolated because you really feel like no one understands what I'm going through because it's just me. And I will never forget, I had gone through the recovery from the surgery and I was in the middle of trying to collect my data. And it seemed like it took forever. I mean, I would sit in my room and cry because I had done all the work and I felt like I was having such a hard time to get people to take a less than 5-minute survey. But I decided that I was going to dig deep, even though it seemed like the outcome wasn't happening, because I kept saying, I'm going to be through by August. I'm going to be through by August. And here it was the end of June, and I just finished getting my data. So I knew that, okay, August is out of the picture, but graduation is still going to come. So I just kept going. I built up my faith so strong that the challenge never weakened my resolve to succeed. I knew that I was going to be victorious in the end. So the way that we dig deeper is through prayer. When there are challenges going on, and even when nothing is going on, one way that I keep myself balanced and I keep myself really just mellow is to spend time in prayer. You also need to spend time reading your word, reading the Bible, whether you're reading it or you're using an app that reads it to you. You're getting the word in. There's always going to be something in the word that's going to encourage you, that's going to build your faith, that's going to lift you up and encourage you, and it's going to help you to dig deeper. So every time that you stand strong during turbulence is a testament of your strong roots in Christ. So with each trial and test, dig deeper so that you will not falter when you have to weather the storms of life, because guess what? The storms are coming. Sometimes those storms are so unexpected where it just really knocks you off your kilter. You're not expecting it. You're not knowing that it's coming. And you have to be able to stand strong and dig deep. Dig those roots so deep that when the storms come, you don't bend. You don't break. You're not tossed to and fro, bouncing around and so uncertain. You have faith to know that this storm came and it's not going to kill me. This storm is not going to destroy me. This storm is not going to be the end of me. But I'm going to make it through this storm. I'm going to weather this storm. So if nothing else you get from this episode, if you get nothing else, I just want you to know the importance of digging deep and how it will bless your life if you really apply this principle that no matter what happens, no matter what comes, what's presented to me, I'm going to dig deep. I'm going to have my roots so strong that nothing will waver my faith. I'm not going to bend. I'm not going to break. I'm going to dig deep. I really pray that this excerpt from my book gives you a deeper understanding of some of the thoughts that I've written about in Mind to Heart Motivational Thoughts. The book is available through Barnes & Noble and Amazon in print and digital, as well as iTunes digital only. So I hope that you would go out there and get your copy and write me. I would love to hear about how the book has blessed you. Feel free to tag me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And until next time, peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and loved ones. You can also follow Dr. Curry everywhere on social media at Dr. Andrea Curry. Book her for your conference, seminar, workshop, or event directly at drscwrites@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry.